We have 10 games to go through. We had some really good performances and we had some utter trash. I know because I have those guys on my team. It is Friday, the 25th of October. This is the pre-game. This is the post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King. Follow me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Follow us on Twitter at FBI Basketball, or head to the website FBIBasketball.com. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. We're on Google Podcasts, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, YouTube, Twitter, everywhere. Please go and rate and like and subscribe. If you're watching on X or Twitter, head over to YouTube, thumbs up, all of that stuff, subscribe. Really appreciate that. We've got 10 games to go through today, so it's a lot. It's going to be probably a slightly longer show than we had yesterday. Let's just go through some quick injury news as I flick over to my... No, I do not want a scan to start on my computer because that will probably restart the computer. Let's just jump over to the player news, the injury news that we had. Look, nothing too serious, actually. Jonathan Isaac didn't play today, but yeah, he never plays, so... it's disappointing, but sort of expected. RJ Barrett could return tomorrow. So he did travel with the team. Emmanuel Quickley did not, so he will not play. We'll talk about the Raptors in a minute. Trey Jones was out with an ankle sprain, but he was pretty irrelevant anyway, given the makeup of the roster. No real injuries tonight. We had Lonzo out as part of his injury management. That's fine. Jaren Jackson could also return tomorrow. So Santi Aldama, his value could come to a screeching halt. And no one else really as I go through the injuries. So yeah, look, not a lot of injury news, which is probably a good thing given we have 10 games. Let's jump over to the first game. And it is the Brooklyn Nets facing the Orlando Magic. Orlando get the win, 116 to 101. Relatively comfortable here, only 15 points, but it was a fairly comfortable victory for the Nets. We'll start on their side of things. Let's go with Ben Simmons. Look, he's healthy. That's probably the biggest positive here. Sort of what we're expecting, some defensive stuff, some rebounds, some assists, not many points. So if you drafted him with your last pick, he's pretty much doing what we thought he would do. So nothing really to talk about there other than the fact that he has managed to last two games, which is a positive. Dorian Finney-Smith, we're not picking him up anywhere. Cam Thomas, he had his 24 points, no defensive stuff. So the three or four steals, I think it was, that we got in that first game, merely an illusion. But the points are good, the threes are good, and the free throws are good. So exactly what we drafted him for. Oh, Cam Johnson. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, he's fine. 12 points, very little else. The block, I guess, somewhat salvages that line. But, yeah, look, I think he's fine to hold. He's a back-end guy. I had a question. What was the question? I think I had a question of Cam Johnson or Josh Hart on Twitter, and it's pretty close, to be honest. I think they're both borderline top 100, top 110 guys. Points, if you points, Cam Johnson, rebounds, Josh Hart. So there you go. Looking at the bench, Nick Claxton, he played a few more minutes but didn't do a lot. We're just holding and hoping that he ramps up to normal production, normal playing time here. And Jalen Wilson, who played 34 minutes in that first game, played 13 tonight. So if you did add him, you can go ahead and drop him. Over to the Orlando side of things. Look, Paolo was was okay here, but the percentages are pretty rough. 4 of 13 from the field and 6 of 11 from the line. This was the concern with him. It is only one game, but it's not great. Franz was really good. Wendell Carter, he's doing enough to be rostered as that starting center. He's playing a lot of minutes. So Jalen Suggs, his minutes were down again here. So a little bit of a trend so far. I don't know if he's playing with a bit of a niggle or an injury, so just keep an eye on him. Mo Wagner had 18 points off the bench, but we're not really paying too much attention to that because he played against Brooklyn. Now, there are some questions. We will get to them at some point, but I'm going to just keep rolling through these games now because there are so many. Philly and the Raptors. This was another loss for the Sixers without Paul George, without Joel Embiid. They lose to the Raptors, who are by no means a good team. So it's not a good loss for the Sixers. Kelly Oubre, we're holding him until we get Paul George back and look beyond, to be honest. I think he probably does just enough to maintain value. Drummond, a much better game for him all around. He only had 11 points, 9 rebounds, very low for Andre Drummond, but he did have 6 defensive stats, and that's obviously that's on the high end of what we're going to get from him, but he does typically find a way to get you 2 to 3 defensive stats a game. So if you've got Drummond, we just hold him and keep rolling until Embiid is back. Caleb Martin started. Look, I mean, if you want to pick him up, if you're just probably in 14s, I would. 12s, maybe. The minutes are there, but he usually just doesn't do enough to warrant sort of holding as a permanent roster guy. So over to the Raptors. As I said, they were without Quickly. They were without Barrett. Grady Dick only played 24 minutes, 8 points, 1 steal. Are we holding him? It's probably he's right on the borderline, I think. If you want to hold him, by all means, go ahead. If you want to drop him and stream someone, I think you'd probably get more value out of streaming that spot. So completely up to you. I don't think the upside is high enough. Scotty Barnes, much better than that first game. 27 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals and a block. This is what we wanted from Scotty Barnes. So you have to be thrilled about what we got from him. Ochai Agbaji had 12 and 8. 2 steals. I mean, part of this is the fact they were playing against Philly, who are pretty undermanned at the moment. Jakob Poeltl also much better than that first game, 19 and 9 with 4 blocks. And this is why you drafted him as well. So have to be thrilled with that. Jonathan Mobo, I'm not sure. Actually, one of the names I'm not sure how to pronounce. He had 12 and 9 off the bench in 24 minutes. Look, if you want to take a chance, pick him up. But I wouldn't bother. Chris Boucher had only 4 points, but did have 4 blocks. If you want to stream him in for blocks, again, go ahead. But we've seen this show before from Boucher. Over to the next game, Charlotte and Atlanta. Atlanta get the win here, 125 to 120. Entertaining game, as we expected it would be. Miles Bridges, after struggling in that first game, had 27 points in his 31 minutes. Minutes are down a little bit, but they were actually down across the board a bit here, so I wouldn't worry too much. Only 5 rebounds and a block, but the shooting was pretty good, 8 of 8 from the line. Back on track. Nick Richards, this is pretty much exactly what I think we would want from him, as long as he is filling in as the starter. A double-double with 1 to 2 blocks, and that's what he got, 12 and 13 with 1 block in 30 minutes. So he is definitely worth rostering at the moment. LaMelo Ball continues his red-hot start to the season. He had a double-double, the 10 turnovers. We're not thrilled about that. Thankfully, the two leagues that I have him in, we don't have turnovers. So I couldn't care less. But the points are good. The free throws are good. Everything, it's there. He's looking like a first-round player. Fingers crossed he can stay healthy. Trey Mann, again, he kept his momentum there, 17 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, and a steal. He just needs to be rostered. 19 shot attempts. So he's clearly got a green light at the moment. So you hold him or go and pick him up if he's available. Brandon Miller is out for at least the remainder of this week. Josh Green returned and played 18 minutes off the bench. We don't need to be adding him. Over to the Atlanta side. Jalen Johnson, he was good in that first game. Thankfully here, the free throws were a little bit better. He ended with 16 and 7, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 7 of 9 from the line. So much better than that first game. And can't really complain. Yeah, I think obviously you'd prefer maybe 20 points or something like that, but I think we have to be happy with his production. DeAndre Hunter, 24 points, 7 rebounds, the block out of nowhere. Look, he's okay to roster because of the opportunity that he gets, but we know what he is. He's very inconsistent. Clint Capella, 6 and 7 with 2 blocks. Again, he's fine, I think, to roster. He's starting, but Onyeka Okongwu once again played more minutes than him. So it does look as though they're going to go with Capella as the starter, but Onyeka Okongwu playing starters minutes, both can be rostered. Trae Young, another really good game. 7 turnovers. A lot of turnovers today. Someone else had a lot of. I think Amen Thompson had 8 or 9 or something when we get to him. Trae Young finished with 38 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds, 4 steals. So that's a week's worth of steals for Trae Young. Looking really good as well. And Dyson Daniels. We have to talk about Dyson Daniels, of course. Have we got any Dyson questions? There's one. It's not a question. Dyson Daniels' most improved season incoming. We'll see. It's only 2 games. People know that I'm particularly high on Dyson Daniels. Only 24 minutes in this one, but he had early foul trouble. But it didn't matter. 18 points, only 1 rebound, which is a little bit underwhelming. He's a pretty good rebounder from the guard position, and we can see that basically everyone else in the starting lineup there got 7 or 8 rebounds. So that's a little bit weird. But he did have 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 2 threes. Look, I mean, he's doing exactly what I thought or had hoped he would do. So I'm thrilled with what he's been able to do. Zachary Risacher, 19 minutes, 5 points. We don't need to be rostering him. On to the next one, Detroit and Cleveland. Another win for the Cavs. They take this one out, 113-101. Let's start with Detroit. Cade Cunningham, another impressive game. No steals there, but 33 points. So he's looking really aggressive. 9 turnovers. I hope you're in an 8-cat league because those turnovers are going to ruin your week if you've got any of these guys. But other than that, he looks really good. Jalen Duren, only 5 points, so that's disappointing. 4 shots, so not really involved here. But the 7 rebounds are okay. He had a steal and a block, so that's good. So, I think this is probably a serviceable line, but nothing to get excited about. Tobias Harris, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal and a block. He's doing enough. He hasn't really taken charge yet, but it could be just that he's trying to let these other guys go to work. Jaden Ivey had 22, 5, and 4 in his 29 minutes and is worth rostering. The Malik Beasley, Tim Hardaway sort of minutes split continued. In this game, it was Malik Beasley who had 13 points, Tim Hardaway who had 9. Neither are worth rostering, but both can be streamed in. 4 points over to the Cleveland side. And Evan Mobley continuing his strong start to the season. A little bit quiet on the offensive end, but 6 defensive stats again. So he looks really good if you manage to get him in your drafts. Darius Garland, the minutes were back up here, but the production was not. 13 and 6 with a steal. So potentially a bit of a buy low opportunity here on Garland. Jarrett Allen didn't have the blocks in this game that he did in the last one, but 17 and 11 is still a really good return. Donovan Mitchell doing Donovan Mitchell things. Caris LeVert, only 20 minutes off the bench. They sort of just lent on everyone here, but he had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. That's what he does. He puts up numbers on both ends of the floor, but hurts your percentages. More commonly, your free throws, which he did here, going 0 of 2. Indiana and New York. Big win for the Knicks. Fairly comfortable. There's actually not much to talk about here because the Pacers only played their starters very limited minutes. Halliburton stunk. 0 points, 5 assists, a steal. Bylow, I think I know we're only 2 games in, but it could be a good time to try and get him if his manager is a little bit frustrated. Miles Turner was okay, 13 and 7 with 3 blocks. Neesmith, Nembhard don't need to be rostered. Mathurin has started the season well in terms of shooting the ball. He had another 20-point game here, so he is worth holding. TJ McConnell, watching his minutes, only 16, which is about what he played in the first game. So that's not enough to be rostered in a standard league. Isaiah Jackson with James Wiseman done for the year. Isaiah Jackson was, I think he had a hamstring issue maybe coming into the game, but he played. He had 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal, 15 minutes. 15 minutes is probably not enough to have him in a 12-team league. In a deeper league, maybe. Let's just keep an eye on that playing time because this game, as we know, was a blowout. So Enrique Freeman played 10 minutes. Johnny Furphy even got on the court, didn't do anything, but good to see Furphy out there. So, yeah, look, just keep an eye on Isaiah Jackson. If you want someone to get you blocks, he might be worth a look. Let's jump over to the New York side. A better performance when we compare it to their first game. You can see all the starters here played pretty well. Josh Hart, 20 points, 10 rebounds. A steal, 3 assists. This is what we were seeing from him at the end of last year. So hopefully you held on to him after that sort of average performance. OG Anunoby was better. I would say he still hasn't reached the heights of where we would like him to get to. Not that he's gonna be elite or anything like that, but 14 points with 1 steal. We'd like to see some more steals and some more threes. Cat looked better in this one, 21 and 15. With 2 blocks and a steal. Bridges, his shot looked better in terms of going in. He had 21 points, 5 assists and a steal, and Brunson doing Brunson things. Looking at the bench guys, McBride, who was a pretty hot pickup, he did leave the game temporarily with an injury but managed to come back onto the bench. So I'm not too concerned there. He only had 8 points, and this is the risk. This is the risk you play with someone like a McBride. He's going to be very up and down. And he's reliant on one category. So when he doesn't score, his line does not look good. All right, Memphis and Houston. So after that narrow loss in the first game, Houston get the win here, 128 to 108. Fairly comfortable on the Memphis side. As I said, Santi Aldama. And look, if hopefully people didn't rush to grab him or were expecting something like this after that 27-point game. He had 2 points here with 5 rebounds, 3 assists and 2 blocks. And with Jaren Jackson slated to return or potentially going to return in the next game, Aldama can be dropped. I've had a few Marcus Smart questions. Are we holding him? Look, I probably would. They play tomorrow. So it is a 10-game slate, though, again, I think. So there is a chance that he's not in your best 10 or however many active roster spots you've got. It's really just steals at this point. He doesn't look like he is going to be involved offensively at all. And you get Jaren Jackson back in here and he'll be ahead of Marcus Smart. So, yeah, I'm okay with moving on from Smart. Not sure if I have him anywhere. Maybe I have him in one league. I'll have to check that. But, yeah, I think he's on that cut line if you wanted to move on. Zach Edey, the fouls are going to be an issue, it appears. I think he's just going to be limited either due to his lack of mobility, although, to be honest, he has looked better than I thought he would, but the fouls are probably going to limit him to mid-20s at the most. But he did have 13 and 9 with a block and a steal here, so pretty good for his second game. Bain, fine. Morant, fine. And Scottie Pippen, he looked good off the bench. We saw him do this last year, but I just don't think the minutes are going to be there consistently in competitive games. Over to Houston. Jabari Smith, after that quiet first game, he was better. here. He did have 14 and 16 with two blocks. So, yeah, much better. I'm still not convinced on him as a – I think he's probably must roster all season. But, yeah, we've seen before that he can go missing offensively. But this was certainly better. Dylan Brooks had 18 points and two steals. We don't need to be running and picking him up. Şengün, look, the minutes were down slightly here, or sort of 31, 32 minutes for these guys, but that was the nature of the game. Fred Van Fleet shot the ball a lot better here, 16 points, only three assists and a steal. Amin Thompson, as I said, eight turnovers, which off the bench in 24 minutes is not great, but I do like the 24 minutes. If he can hit 24 or 25 minutes a night, I think he's probably a hold in 12s. He only had 9, 6, and 3 here with no defensive stats. But, I'm holding him. Tari Eason, probably the reverse of that. He had a good line, 13 and 5 with two steals and a block, but only 16 minutes. So, yeah, 16 I just don't think are enough. So if you want to hold him for one more and see what happens, but I think at this point he is probably not someone we need to be holding in Houston. All right, Chicago and the Bucks. A bad loss for the Bucks here coming up against a full-strength Bulls team. Well, without Lonzo, obviously, 133-122 to the Bulls. Kobe White went off, 35 points, 12 of 20 from the field, 7 threes, 4 steals. So this is the Kobe White that we got last year. And it's encouraging to see him doing it with Zach LaVine in the lineup, with Josh Giddey in the lineup. So, nice night for him. Vooch is just doing Vooch stuff. LaVine has looked pretty good so far. Patrick Williams, this probably sort of buys him another game or two if you're holding on to him. He had 13 and 5 with three steals, and he does have the potential to do this. He just doesn't do it very often. Josh Giddey, only 24 minutes, so that's interesting. The rest of the starters all played 32 at least. I don't think he got an injury that I'm aware of. So, I mean, if someone wants to drop something in the comments, if he did get an injury, but yeah, keep an eye on the minutes. The production was pretty good, 17 points, 9 assists and 6 rebounds. So just monitor that. Ayo Dosunmu played 28 minutes. The numbers aren't there, but the minutes are encouraging. If he's going to hit 28 minutes a night, then I think he'll be borderline 12 team. He'll get more than 2 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. And a block, so that the points will normally, he only shot 1 of 8. So he makes 3 or 4 of those and you're up to 10 or 11 points with 5 rebounds, 5 assists and a block. So, pretty good. Bezelis, don't worry. Jalen Smith, probably don't worry at the moment, given what the minutes are looking like. Over to the Bucks. I've said this before, very boring. Good game from Giannis, good game from Dame. Lopez, after his first game, heroics, 7 points, 4 rebounds. The blocks, they're always going to be there. He had 3 of them, but that's really what he is. And Torian Prince has looked okay in that starting role while Middleton is out. So, yeah, if you just need someone who's going to play, then he's fine, but the upside is pretty limited. Bobby Portis also came back to earth with only 9 points, 12 rebounds. Nice. We're not really worrying about anyone on that bench other than Bobby Portis. Over to the next one, the Warriors and the Jazz. A blowout here with the Warriors winning 127-86. Put this in the show title, are the Warriors too deep? Maybe, and I mean, Steve Kerr went on record before the game talking, I think yesterday or today, talking about the fact that this is the deepest roster he has coached, which is not surprising given when they were top of the tree, they were very top heavy and relatively healthy. So it is the deepest roster they've had in a long time, but it's impacting fantasy value. Steph Curry, fine. I think Trayce Jackson-Davis, despite only 17 minutes, I think there's enough there for him to be rostered. Beyond that, Draymond Green probably is. I think the minutes here were obviously down because of the blowout. So I think we probably hold Draymond as well. Kuminga, speaking of trash, he has looked pretty bad. I've had a couple of people ask me, do we drop him? I'm not. I'm going to hold him only because I invested I think personally, like a top 90 or a top 80 pick on him, and maybe I was way off on that. So I'm hoping that I'm not, but it hasn't looked good so far. So I would suggest trying to hold him if you can, but I understand if you don't want to. On the other hand, Buddy Hield, who started the game on fire, if there was ever a sell-high moment for Buddy Hield, this is it. He's just not going to be this good a shooter. No one is. So if you want to try and move him for a top 80 player, by all means, go and do it. And again, 20 minutes, 27 points in 20 minutes. Next game, he could come out and play 20 minutes and go 3 of 14 and have 8 points. Not going to stick. De'Anthony Melton, he had those steals in the first game. Are we holding him? I'm just not sure. I'm really not sure with a lot of these guys, because we haven't had a good competitive game yet where we've had an accurate reflection of minutes. So I would probably hold them as long as you can. But, yeah, this could be a case of all of them cutting into each other's value. Let's go to the Utah side of things. I'm just reading through these questions, just making sure, because making sure there's nothing as I go through. KD, Wiggins. Yeah, look, Wiggins does look good. Let me just jump back over here. 10 points, 13 rebounds, 2 blocks. We know Wiggins can do this. He did it a few years ago. He's had obviously some personal stuff. Very little pressure on him this year, which is probably a situation that he hasn't found himself in too much. So, yeah, if you manage to get him off waivers, I think we just hold him and see if this can last more than a week. Over to the Utah side of things, yeah, look, it doesn't make for pretty reading. They were never in this. They looked bad. They couldn't hit a shot. I don't really need to talk about anyone here. I've had some people asking, do we drop Keyonte George? Do we drop Colin Sexton? No, we don't. Hold both of them. I think the starters are all holds here. Taylor Hendricks is probably borderline, but 2 steals, 2 blocks, 7 rebounds. That's why you drafted him. He'll normally hit 50% of his shots, so it'd be nice if he took some more. Same with Walker Kessler. But, yeah, look, I wouldn't read too much into this game because it was a blowout. Jordan Clarkson, hold. John Collins, yeah, fine. Look, the numbers here were okay, but I think his minutes were elevated a bit because of the result. Phoenix and the Lakers. Phoenix got out to a lead pretty early in this one. The Lakers rally back and take it 123 to 116. Usual suspects for the Suns, Durant, Beal, Booker, Tyus Jones. Luckily, he got some points late because for a while there it was looking pretty bad, but 4 assists and a steal, we'd like a bit more. But Tyus is a pretty firm hold. Nurkic, look, I think they just went small here, so I wouldn't worry too much about Nurkic only playing 18 minutes. It just wasn't a good matchup for him. Royce O'Neal, significant playing time off the bench, but we're not adding him. We are just holding on to those starters here. And over to the Lakers, Anthony Davis continues to dominate. 35 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 13 of 17 from the line and 11 of 18 from the floor. So as I had talked about and as I had hoped, it does look like they are trying to make a concerted effort to sort of make him the lead guy on this team, and LeBron is stepping back a little bit. LeBron had 21 points with 8 assists, but took him a while to get going. Hachimura had 14 points. He's probably a soft hold, just if you want points and threes. He played 39 minutes. Austin Reeves, his best game of the season by far. Only been 2 games, but this could be his best game of the first month. Who knows? 26 points, 8 assists, 3 steals and a block. And if you drafted him, you have to be pretty thrilled with that. D'Angelo Russell, only 5 points, but we see this from him from time to time. We don't need to worry about anyone on their bench. And I think we're up to the last game, 30 minutes. Pretty good time. New Orleans and Portland, another one where there was a comeback. Portland got out to a big lead here. If you were watching, some dude won a car at halftime. He hit a halfway shot. Never looked like missing either. They had the camera right behind him, and yeah, he made it look very easy. So he walked away with a car. Portland could not walk away with the win. We know no DeJounte here. He's out with his hand injury. So Zion, he came back into the starting lineup. I think if we look at his line here, everything other than the field goal percentage is what we want to see. 4 of 15 from the field. He may not shoot that bad all season. Was there a minutes restriction on Zion? Yes, there was. They did say before the game that he would be on a minutes restriction. They didn't give us a number for that, but yes, he was on a minutes restriction, but played 29, so I think he'll be okay moving forward. As I said, the poor shooting, 8 of 14 from the line. I think he was 2 of 7 or something, so he actually finished a lot better than he started, but he ended the game with 16 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 blocks, and a steal. Game-winning block, I guess. It wasn't really a good shot. It wasn't hard to block. But the defensive stuff is what we love to see. The 7 assists are really encouraging as well. CJ, yep, he's looking good. While DeJounte is out, he's going to have his hands on the ball a lot more. Ingram continues to play well. Herb Jones was a little bit better here. He had 2 steals and a block, so that's why you drafted him. Daniel Tice, we don't need to worry about. Eves Missy has looked pretty good. 8.6 rebounds, 2 blocks. So I think he is someone to consider if you just need blocks, because he does seem to be playing more minutes than Daniel Tice. They did play Zion at the center here a little bit more, which I think they will have to do moving forward. And Jordan Hawkins had 24 points off the bench. He is a good source of threes at the moment. It's up and down. Yeah, if you want to go and grab him, fine. Keep him until he cools off and then move on over to the Portland. Come on, Portland. Oh, what's it doing? There we go, Portland. Stupid screen. Okay, Portland. Jeremy Grant, red hot, 8 threes. Career high, I think. I'm pretty sure I was watching that, and 7 was his career high, or matched his career high. So this would have been a career high 8 three-pointers for Jeremy Grant. He even added in some defensive stuff, so throwing us back to 2019 when he was with the Nuggets and he was doing defensive stuff. Look, we know Jeremy Grant can do this. We just know that he's only going to do it until February or March. So feel free to try and sell high on him. If you can convince someone that this is a thing, then go for it. Tamani Kamara, he's starting. I said this the other day. I've got him in a league, and I'll probably just hold him because he's starting, but not a lot of upside there. Anthony Simons has looked pretty good to start the season. Denny Avdija, apart from the shooting, everything else is good here. 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal. He needs to be rostered. Scoot Henderson had 15 and 6 in his 29 minutes. He's a points, threes, and assists guy. Donovan Klingon, the 4 blocks are really good. A block streamer, I think. 15 minutes just isn't enough for him to have sustainable value. Let us scroll through some questions here. We'll start at the top. Okay, Hini Mini. Draymond over Amen. For me, I'd say no, but I just don't like Draymond. From a pure fantasy perspective, probably. I think Draymond is going to be more consistent. I think Amen has more upside. But as we saw tonight, the turnovers, and he didn't get any defensive stuff. I just think Draymond is going to be a little bit more consistent. Yes, Dyson Daniels. I popped this one up, but I'll pop it up again. Dyson Daniels, most improved. Yeah, look, it's 2 games, but I am thrilled with what he's been able to do so far. Matt Carmody, which Jalen would you rather have right now, Williams or Johnson? Look, I mean, based on what we've seen, it's probably Johnson, but we have only had 1 game of Jalen Williams. So let's see. I'm sure they must play tomorrow, surely. Let me have a look at the games for tomorrow, Saturday. The Thunder play the Bulls tomorrow. So a little bit more of a favourable matchup. The Bulls are coming off a game tonight. So, yeah, I'd probably reserve my judgment until after tomorrow. I still think I like Jalen Williams rest of season, but Jalen Johnson's looked really good so far. So yeah, I think obviously they're in that same range, and I don't think that'll change too much. Yes, we are doing a thing on Twitter. Well, I will be doing it in the next couple of days, where I have gone to all of the analysts and asked them to give me their top five rostered players this season, I think. So looking at all of their leagues, who do you have the most? And I have to go through my teams. I haven't done mine yet, but I'm fairly certain that I have Dyson Daniels in about 80% of my league. So if he wasn't doing well, I'd certainly know about it. Should we expect McCall to not have any rebounds in New York? Well, not no rebounds, but he's not going to get many. He's going to need to get its defensive stuff to sort of pump up that overall value. Because as we know, he's going to be the third or fourth option offensively. So his points will go up. He'll get 13 one night, 20 the next. He probably ends up averaging about 17 or 16 with some threes. So he's going to need percentages and he's going to need defensive stats. A bit of a chat going on. Good call on KD. Yeah, look, I mean, his minutes have been pretty good so far. Let me go back to the Suns game. And yes, KD played 39 minutes tonight. Production's always going to be there. We know that. So, we did sort of well. I know some of us, we were under the impression that his minutes may come down a bit and Bud might try and ease it. And maybe that happens at some point, but at the moment it looks like it's all systems go. Reeves was good. Minutes restriction on Zion. Yes. Klingon looks 50. Yeah, look, I was watching a bit of that game and watching him get up and down the court wasn't nice. He looked like he was limping, but I think it was just the way he runs. So that's not good in the second game of the year. Whereas Zach Edey, as I said, he actually looks like he's lost a bit of weight and built up a bit of his mobility. So, I've liked what I've seen from Edey. But we did it. 40 minutes. We managed to squeeze it in there. I know it is late on a Friday night for a lot of you and a Saturday afternoon for anyone who's over here in Australia with me. So thank you. As I said, if you are watching on Twitter or X, if you could head over to YouTube very quickly and just give this a thumbs up and rate and all of that stuff, subscribe to the channel. We'd really appreciate that. That will do for today's show. I will be back doing a show tomorrow. It will be Sunday after. Oh, actually, yeah, I might be back tomorrow doing a show, but it might be earlier because I have to go and coach at 5:30 in the afternoon. And I'm normally doing these shows at 5. So I might try and do it at about 4 o'clock tomorrow. So an hour earlier, assuming the games are finished. Let me just have a look. Last game is at 1:30 p.m. my time. So, yeah, I could probably start at around 3:30 my time and then get the end of the Lakers-Kings game. So I think we'll be good to do this a little bit earlier tomorrow. That will do for today's show. I am Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.